Okay, good evening everybody, and welcome to this evening's teleseminar called How to Double Your Energy. My name is Damien Sen and it's a great pleasure to have you on the call this evening. In a few moments from now I'll be introducing our very special guest, Todd Settlemyer. But before I introduce Todd, please allow me to share how this call will work this evening, particularly if this is your first peopleyoushouldmeet.com call that you've tuned into. Now, we're going to be on the call for around about an hour, and over the course of the hour, I'm going to ask Todd a whole series of different questions on our topic. Some of those questions will be my own, but the vast majority of questions will have actually been submitted in through the peopleyoushouldmeet.com website prior to the call. Now, I first came to know Todd through a very good friend of mine, Bruce Music. And for those of you who are regular listeners to the People You Should Meet program, will have actually recognised Bruce on a few different calls that I've done personally with him. And I guess when Bruce told me that I absolutely had to get in touch with Todd, he had my full attention, and he basically just explained how Todd had managed to help him really transform his own health, energy and vibrancy. Now, Todd has his own private coaching practice and training business that he runs with his wife, Stephanie. And together, they teach, train and coach people for peak performance, radical natural health and fitness, and life purpose alignment. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the call our very special guest this evening, Todd Settlemyer. How you doing there, Todd?
I'm feeling really, really excited and fantastic, and I'm glad to be on the call with you. Thanks.
Cool, Todd. So I guess I thought I would actually start us off at the top. I know many people on the call, probably their biggest question that they're asking, having seen the promo for the call, is it really possible for me to double my energy? So I was just wondering if you could actually start there.
I actually challenge people to consider that maybe it's possible to triple your energy. Or even better, depending on where you're at, because a lot of people I meet out on the street or in my business practice or just family and friends, it's like we've all become conditioned and accustomed to feeling pretty crappy and pretty low on energy, and we don't even really realize what's possible. As you know, my background as an alcoholic years ago, I got used to feeling really bad all the time, and so if I sobered up for a few hours, I would be amazed at how great I felt. But the reality was, compared to now, I was nearly dead back then. So it's all relative. And I challenge people to consider that maybe where you're at could be profoundly improved. And I'm choosing to share as much information and tips and techniques as I can today with you guys to really help improve wherever you're at.
Great. And I was just wondering if you could actually go into your story, Todd, because it is an absolute fascinating one, and certainly an inspiration for many people around the world. How have you actually arrived at this place of vibrant health and energy?
Sure. Well, it's a long story, and I can choose to sum it up as quick as possible, paint a basic picture. And I'll start with where I'm at now, which is I eat 100% just uncooked, live, whole foods, which means fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds and superfoods. And I work out sometimes twice a day, usually once a day for 20 minutes or less. And I'm getting younger. I'm literally getting younger. I look younger. I have more energy. I'm building strength and agility and flexibility like I can't believe. My eyesight's improving. My energy field and the compliments I get from people, they don't believe that I'm 33 years old and that I had such a destructive past. And it's all due to just some simple things that I've incorporated in my life that I'd like to share today. And but it's not always been this way. When I was really, really young, I experienced a lot of emotionally traumatic things, and I was very anxious and very on guard all the time and nervous, and also very depressed from a very young age. And I didn't realize that that's what I was experiencing. That's just the way I experienced my life and my reality. Not till in my 20s did I realize that I was clinically depressed since I was a very small child, and that I had lots of panic attacks and anxiety. and that anxiety caused me to be sleep deprived and to burn up lots of energy all the time. And because of the house that I grew up in with the food we ate, I was very addicted to sugar and junk food and very malnourished, which between the emotional instability and malnourishment and a dysfunctional family, it was the perfect ingredients to create alcoholism for me and drug addiction. So at a very young age, at the age of 10, I discovered alcohol and drugs, and it was like my big magic wand. It really helped me become okay for the first time and fit in my skin and feel okay, because basically I was, you know, anesthetizing myself and numbing myself out, but it made me calm down because I was so nervous all the time. I always felt like I was going to be attacked. I didn't realize that this is how I subconsciously was experiencing the world, but I was always nervous. So when I discovered alcohol, which was a depressant, and it also is extremely easy to become addicted to alcohol when you're dependent upon sugar, because alcohol is produced by sugar, and my body was just ready for it. So when I discovered drugs and alcohol, it just made me okay emotionally, and I suddenly felt like I was 7 foot tall and bulletproof and the best-looking guy around. So it got me into a lot of trouble through my teenhood, and I dropped out of high school, and I developed a lot of even worse emotional problems, and I got into a lot of trouble and developed a lot of health problems, and I was extremely exhausted all the time. And I had severe acne. I had what they call acne vulgaris, which means I just had like these really disgusting, huge pimples and just acne all over my face and my back and my neck and chest. And I was just obviously very in poor health. And I proceeded to go into aviation and become an airplane mechanic. And I did okay. I was a bright kid. But and I did okay with grades, but I never really was able to keep out of trouble. So I got into a lot of trouble, and I destroyed my career in aviation with alcohol, and subsequently became homeless and unemployable for a few years, and I was quite insane. And at the age of 24, I finally sobered up. At the end of my rope, I was pretty severe alcoholic and drug addict, and a lot of what I experienced, Damon, was quite worse than what most alcoholics ever really get to, and I'm lucky because of it. Because it got so bad so fast at a young age, I was able to find recovery instead of kind of dragging it out for a long time. And in my path of recovery and learning how to live one day at a time and not be totally insane, I had to rebuild my entire life. I was $70,000 in debt, and I had destroyed a lot of relationships, and I had really harmed my body a lot, and I was very sick, and my hands shook for about 3 months after I sobered up because my nervous system was so just damaged, and my brain hardly worked. People thought I was, they kind of thought I was special, like, you know, I was mentally retarded because I had done so much brain damage, and it's obvious that I'm no longer experiencing that kind of condition. And over the next few years, I started learning about personal development and emotional healing and spirituality. And a few years into my sobriety, I discovered natural health practices, which is what I'm really here to talk about with people today. And it just really blew the roof off of my understanding of what's possible for a person. When we learn to really partner with our bodies and our minds and the rest of our reality, then amazing things are possible. And my message is pretty simple and pretty clear. It's like, if I could go from a homeless, unemployable, high school dropout, gutter drunk to somebody that's very successful with working with people in peak performance, and I'm married and I have a great relationship with my wife and my family, and I'm extremely healthy, and I can switch from that old history to now, then anybody can heal wherever they're at, whether it's circumstantial problems or health problems or emotional problems. I consider myself an example of what's possible. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say it with a lot of humility because I've had hundreds of people help me and a lot of help along the way. It hasn't been doing it by my own virtues, but I've learned to have, you know, some simple precepts and principles to follow, and I'm here to share those with people.
Wow, that is an amazing story, Todd. And I was just wondering, was there a specific turning point where you just said, look, enough's enough, it's time for a change?
There were several key ones. I think the main ones was when I first got sober, and then a second one was when I chose to change my health. So the first one, when I got sober, it was 9 years ago, and I had spent about 2 weeks, I think, in a very seedy motel on a bad side of town. It was kind of a roach motel kind of place, and my mom and her church were paying for it to keep me off of the street because I'd been homeless, and they were afraid that I was going to die on the street. I would freeze to death, or that I'd get, you know, beat up and killed or something because I was so drunk all the time. And up until then, I had gone to rehab 5 times, and I had been arrested over 20 times. And it became apparent to me that I was going to die soon. And I was very suicidal and very depressed. And I was begging for money on the streets to be able to buy another drink. And I was drinking mouthwash and hairspray and things like that just to get alcohol. That's how bad I was. And one night I went out to the parking lot of this motel, and I got down on my knees, and I prayed to God, to whatever my higher power was at that time, and I said, you know what, I'm going to die, like, in the next couple of days. Either I'm going to, you know, die from alcohol poisoning, or I'm going to jump in front of the train that was across the street that would go by every 15 minutes. And I think the very next day, my mom actually climbed through the rear window of this motel and saved my life, because she discovered that I was barely breathing and my heart rate was above 200 beats a minute, and I was going into alcoholic shock and I was about to die. And she called an ambulance and I got recovered. And when I came to finally the next day, I was in jail, and I was it was in a really, really bad shape, and I realized that I'm not going to ever recover, and that I'm one of those people that don't get sober, and that I'm going to die. And so at that moment, I turned my life over to the powers that be in the universe. At the time, I called it God. And I said, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it, because my way is not working, and it's obvious. So after that, I proceeded to get a lot of help through Alcoholics Anonymous, and I started rebuilding my life when I let go of doing things my way, and I let in other people's help and advice. And it worked. And then about four or five years into my sobriety, was another big turning point when a friend that I had met at the local gym had introduced me to this idea of raw food, what they call raw food. I know you're familiar with it. Mm. It's basically just having a diet that consists of eating food that's uncooked, fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds in their natural state, because it's more nutritious for you. And I thought he was crazy, because at the time I was eating a lot of meat and smoking cigarettes. I was a chain smoker. I was 28 years old, and I wheezed all the time. I smoked so much that you could hear my voice going, my lungs. And I was addicted to caffeine. I would drink about two pots of coffee a day, and I was drinking energy drinks to supplement, and I was really addicted to sugar and all kinds of sweets, and I felt horrible all the time. And I didn't know what was wrong, because I was going to the gym, and I looked really strong, but I was very unhealthy and very tired. And I had lots of acne, and I had lots of constipation and intestinal problems, and I didn't know what was wrong. And then he introduced me to natural health and raw food, and I went to this thing called the Raw Spirit Festival in Sedona, Arizona, which was just a gathering of people that specialize in natural health, and they talk about the raw food diet and things. And these people were angelic looking. They were vibrant. They had this glow to them, and their eyes sparkled, and I felt like this black cloud that was sneaking off to smoke cigarettes every 20 minutes and eat potato chips that I brought with me. And I felt really guilty, in a sense, because all these people were really healthy, and I knew that what they were doing was right. It was the way to unlock and unleash my spirit and to really, recover from a very unhealthy condition. And so within a few days, I quit eating meat and cheese and dairy and sugar and caffeine, and I quit smoking, all of it at once. I don't recommend that necessarily, trying to do it all at once, but at the time I had been learning about the power of the mind. I'd been studying a lot of peak performance stuff and Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer, Tony Robbins kind of stuff, and I really realized that my mind has much more power than my body does, and that I can make choices about what I choose to experience, and I can make big change with ease and grace. And so I proceeded to become healthy and learn about natural health. And over the years, it's led me on a path of learning about really what causes health and what causes disease. It's very simple stuff. There's so much misinformation out there and so much confusing stuff. It's very simple to be healthy. And part of it is the inner game. It's the mind and the emotional power, and there's a lot of healing that has to occur for us all. And all that stuff can be pretty simple, too. So the two big things were just getting sober and then making a choice to become healthy and really let my spirit shine.
Wow. That's an amazing story. I know over the years I've pretty much gone on a similar journey in terms of giving up all forms of addiction, from coffee, alcohol, food addictions, to moving into a similar natural health. But for me, like, probably the biggest addiction to give up was coffee, I found. And I was just wondering, of all the different addictions that you were suffering from, which was the toughest to actually break?
That's a good question. Sugar and caffeine were pretty tough. Actually, nicotine, even though I was extremely addicted to it, it was probably easier at the time, because I was still relying upon sugar and caffeine for a few days or something. And I eventually went back and forth a little bit with caffeine and sugar over the last few years. And caffeine is probably easier to let go of than sugar. And I think a lot of people are very addicted to sugar and processed foods, and they don't realize it. And it causes them to be very unhealthy, and it drains so much energy. And it's because of this condition or this yeast that's in our body called Candida albicans. It's actually just usually referred to as Candida. It's a fungus that feeds off of sugar. And it's actually there to help protect us in some ways, to eat up stuff that's bad. But it usually gets overgrown. It can become systemic and run through our body. And we end up having to feed like this little monster that lives inside of us, basically. That's the cookie monster, I call it. And people become addicted to sugar and don't know why, and they become very emotionally addicted to sugar and food, too, and it's actually a physical thing. So to answer your question, I think probably sugar was the most difficult because it's a very, very – it's a physical addiction as well as mental, because there's a lot of comfort in eating foods that change our brain chemistry, and it's so ingrained in us to – eat for comfort. Since before we were even born, we feel good by nurture and food, you know, from our mother. And then when we're born, the first thing that makes us feel better is we're given the breast to feed. And then, you know, when we're upset, they feed us. So it's like ingrained in us to eat to feel better. So it can be very challenging to change a person's diet, and if they don't understand what they're really up against and have the right kind of tools and support.
Now, another question I know that many people are probably asking at home as well is, what does a day in the life of Todd look like? And I was just wondering if you could actually share some insights in terms of the foods you eat, the liquids that you drink.
Sure.
How much sleep do you get each day? What kind of exercise routine do you typically go through?
Sure. Well, Damien, I'm kind of I like to give people the best first, and then work my way backwards usually. So I'd like to just tell people to take some notes on what I do, because I consider what I do to be really the best kind of food and exercise regimen, and start there. And, you know, that's something I'm ideal to work up to. And actually, this is what I put my clients on. I have a private coaching program that I give people a daily fuel guide. And some things are superfoods, some things you can just get at your local grocery store. So I'll kind of tell you what my day looks like for nutrition and exercise. Right. And it's pretty simple. You'd be amazed how simple it is. First thing to do when you wake up in the morning is to get your digestive juices flowing, get to kind of kickstart and warm up your digestion. And to do that, we need water. Just drink some water. And if you would like to make it even better, is to add some lemon juice to it, some fresh squeezed lemon juice, because even though it's a citric acid, it actually turns alkaline in your body, and alkalinity is extremely important, and lemons also help repair your and feed your liver, which is like the general of all of your organs. So having some water, like 8 or 12 ounces or maybe even a quart of water before you eat anything is extremely important to get rehydrated, because water and air are the two things that we have to have most of. If you don't breathe within a few minutes, you'll die, and if you don't drink water within a couple days, you'll die. Food is not quite as important. So waking up, doing some deep breathing, and drinking plenty of water to rehydrate, but also to flush out all the toxins from the regeneration process that happens when you're sleeping. We call breakfast because it's really a break of your fast. And properly, if you were to fast every single night for 8 to 12 hours, you'd actually be really helping your body out. Most people eat too late at night, and they don't ever really give their digestive system a chance to kind of rest and give your body a chance to go do other stuff. So flushing out all the toxins from throughout the night when you're going through a regeneration and rejuvenation period is important. It helps get rid of all that fatigue and grogginess right away. And so just drink some water instead of drinking coffee. Usually people drink coffee to kind of get the same effect, but the problem is that it stimulates your adrenaline glands, and most people's adrenal glands are extremely overtaxed and exhausted, and that's why we're tired all the time. We have pancreatic exhaustion and adrenal exhaustion, and it's because of these stimulants that we put in our body, and it's because of overstimulation from the way we live our life. Too many things to do, too many things to buy, too many places to go, too many emails and text messages and phones and all that stuff. So drinking water in the morning is first thing, and then I ease my way into nutrition by having a smoothie of some sort in the morning. And there's two types of smoothies that I drink. One is green smoothie, you may be familiar with. If people would like to get the recipe and know how to make all this stuff, they can just go to freshstartweekend.com. And we've made a whole bunch of videos on our blog there. It's all free. It's really cool stuff. We teach some really great tools and recipes and exercise stuff. And we'll show you how to make the green smoothie, which is made up of big leafy greens and some fruit. You mix it in water with water and ice in a blender, and it's amazing. It sounds kind of gross to people that are new to it because it's like leafy greens, but it actually just tastes like fruit. And the reason why it's so good for you is because leafy greens are packed with more nutrition than pretty much any other vegetable or fruit. And we just didn't know it. We didn't really consider it as our nutritional evolution occurs. We're realizing, wow, leafy greens actually are more healthy than the fruit and vegetables that they're connected to. That's where all the chlorophyll is and the minerals and vitamins that feed the actual fruit or vegetable. So leafy greens are great, and when you mix it with enough fruit, it tastes really fantastic, and it also cleans out your colon, which is where all health really begins. So green smoothies, they literally are saving people's lives. They're reversing diseases, helping people let go of massive amounts of weight. And it's really easy to make and very convenient for people that are on the go, and that's why I really like to promote it. And it's inexpensive. It actually saves you money. Damien, do you drink green smoothies?
I certainly do. I have a mix of banana, spirulina, also like an apple to kick it off, and also kale is another thing I like to mix into the green smoothies. But there's lots of different things that I like to throw in there, depending on what's in the house. But it's one of the best ways to start the day that I find as well.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people ask about protein, like how do you get protein as a vegetarian or as a vegan? And it's funny because we've been really miseducated and basically lied to about how much protein our body requires. But you can get tons and plenty of protein through a raw food diet, through vegetarianism, especially if you incorporate greens. You just mentioned kale. Kale has 49% protein in it. It has a ton of nutrients, especially protein. So you can get plenty of what you require. In fact, if you look at some of my videos lately, I've been getting, you know, buffed up. I've been working out and building my muscles, and I don't take any protein supplements. I don't eat any soy or whey protein. I just eat fruits and vegetables and seeds and some superfoods, and it's pretty amazing. I don't have any problems with that.
Great. So what does lunch look like?
Lunch? So if I do a green smoothie, I'll either do a green smoothie or I have a chocolate bliss smoothie, which is a blend of superfoods. It's amazing. It tastes like Nestle Quick chocolate milk, except it doesn't have any milk or dairy or soy or anything in it. It's just all natural superfoods. And if, in case anybody's not familiar with that term, a superfood is actually really loosely used by a lot of people. When I refer to superfood, it means a natural whole food that has an extraordinary amount of nutrition in it compared to most other fruits and vegetables. So a superfood like cacao is probably the most popular. Cacao, the cacao bean is where chocolate comes from. That's actually how you properly say it. It's C-A-C-A-O, cacao. Americanized Westerners, we turned it into cocoa. But cocoa is really actually mixed with milk, and it's cooked, and there's a lot of toxins in it and caffeine. So that's why chocolate is actually not really good for you when it's not in its natural state. Cacao, though, when in its natural state, if it's properly fermented, you can actually remove the toxins and the caffeine. And by itself, it's actually the world's number one antioxidant. It's extremely powerful, and it has 10 times more antioxidants than blueberries, which are really awesome for you. And cacao is also loaded with magnesium and selenium and chromium, which most people are very depleted in. So amongst other things, it's basically really good for you. And people, when they drink our Chocolate Bliss smoothies, they start sitting up straight all of a sudden. They start losing weight automatically because they're just nutrifying their body. And it's really an underlying message here is if you treat your body the way it needs to be, weight loss and health will just be a side effect of healthy living. And it doesn't have to be a diet or a rigorous exercise program or stuff that you don't like to do. In fact, I really enjoy eating now more than ever because I get to eat healthy stuff that tastes amazing, that's actually tastes better than old cooked food and the things I used to eat. So I have Chocolate Bliss. You can find out about that at freshstartweekend.com also. And that can sometimes be my lunch. As a whole meal replacement, it could be used as a recovery shake. You can practically live off it. In fact, 50% of my diet is Chocolate Bliss and green smoothies, literally. So the more liquefied you can make things, the easier it is to digest them.
Mm.
Because, you know, if you think about it, your intestines don't have teeth.
Mm.
You got to break it down. And there's little tiny holes that you absorb food through in your intestines. So the more it's broken down, especially with enzymes, that's another thing, is to make sure you're taking plenty of enzymes, probiotics and digestive enzymes. You can find out about that stuff at our website, highvibehealth.com. Enzymes are extremely important. That's part of the whole raw food diet. And all this, by the way, Damon, answers a lot of questions about how people can increase their energy. If you start incorporating, just adding in a few of these ideas, even one of them, you'll be amazed at what happens because you start feeding your body the kind of fuel that it can actually use.
Mm.
And by filling up your nutrient reserves or your nutrient buckets, if you imagine you have like buckets you're carrying around, like a gas tank, if you fill those up, when you're filled with nutrition, then your body can then come out of survival mode and go into regeneration and strength building mode and start releasing toxins. Most people are overweight and very fatigued because their body's constantly fighting off toxins. We live in an environment that's full of toxins. We're breathing it in, we're eating it, we're drinking it, it's coming through our skin, and we're thinking toxic thoughts, negative acid-forming thoughts. So we're constantly bombarding our body energy field and mechanisms with acid and toxicity. And if it's always having to be on guard and in defense, then it's going to be tired. You're going to waste all of your energy that way. So when you can give it plenty of fuel and make it strong, then it kicks out of that, it shifts out of that gear of being in survival and defense and goes into cleaning and cleansing and purging, and you can get rid of all those toxins. And usually people hold on to excess weight, not because they have tons of fat in their diet, but actually because they're just toxic. I know lots of people, when they come to my coaching programs, they're overweight, and they're even obese, and they hardly eat anything. In fact, they're actually starving, and they're actually gaining weight, and it's because they're not getting rid of the toxic stuff from the processed foods that they're eating and the way they're living their life. And so the body naturally tries to protect itself by building up excess fat in order to have an insulation to those toxins. It acts like a storage compartment and an insulation to protect ourselves from the toxicity. But once you become strong enough through the right nutrition and having the correct amount of hydration, then you can flush those toxins out, and you'll find that you just start melting fat away. There's no big secret to it. It's like funny almost. It's like, wow, if you just eat better, give yourself plenty of live whole foods and drink plenty of water and enzymes, you'll experience massive and rapid weight loss, depending on what's going on in your body. So
I was going to say, it's quite amazing how most of the great truths are actually exquisitely simple. And I guess with all the misinformation in the health arena, it can be very easy for people to become overwhelmed and confused and uncertain about what to do about their health. But actually getting back to that whole simple approach is the best and most easy way to maintain as well. Awesome. Now, Todd, I mentioned earlier on that we've had questions come in from people from all around the world, so I thought I might just start asking a couple now. And I've got a question here from Ivan in Australia. And Ivan asks, what are your views on natural hygiene, fasting and meditation as crucial interventions to sustain well-being and improved energy?
Interesting use of words from Ivan about intervention. That's the key here, is that I think as I've learned about natural health, I kind of came from the same perception as like you eat how you do, and then when things get bad enough, you do something about it temporarily. And that's how most people live their lives, very reactionary. And that's what the whole diet thing is about and going to the doctor. But if you learn to incorporate natural health practices and have a lifestyle of health, there's no interventions that are ever required. And so I definitely promote natural hygiene. And if people aren't familiar with what that means, it's basically the internal health and cleanliness and hygiene of your body, specifically with your intestines and your colon. Because where you know, your food goes in through your mouth, down your esophagus, into your stomach, and it's churned around in there for a while and broken down, and then it's nutrients are starting to begin to be extracted, and they go through the small intestine and then the large intestine, or otherwise known as the colon. And the colon feeds all of your organs, feeds all of your whole body. So if you have toxic stuff in your colon, then you're feeding your whole body with toxicity. If you have a whole bunch of cloggage and constipation going on in your colon, then you can't feed your body. If you're dehydrated, like 80% of the world actually is chronically dehydrated, then you can't move stuff through your intestines fast enough, and therefore you block off your own ability to absorb nutrients. So a lot of people, they can be eating correctly, and yet they're not able to absorb all this expensive, you know, organic food or supplements or superfoods, because they literally, their ability is clogged. So cleansing out your intestines and your colon especially is extremely important. In fact, that's where all health and all disease begins, is in the colon. So natural hygiene of the colon is really important. It's actually pretty simple. I have some advice on our websites that you can check out. It's not a whole lot of time to explain it, but definitely promote natural hygiene and this idea of fasting and juice fasting and cleansing and stuff, I think has been taken over the top by the industries. And a lot of people are doing things that are kind of ineffective and even at times harmful, and they don't need to be so radical. In fact, what I recommend is to just get on to add these simple things into your diet or your nutritional style, like green smoothies and chocolate bliss, because what's going to happen is the fiber from the green smoothies is going to start scrubbing and cleansing you out, and you're going to get so much nutrition that your body and bioavailable water, so you become hydrated, you'll actually start cleansing out all the toxins and pushing literally old stuck poop out of your in order for you to become healthy. It's amazing what happens when people just get their plumbing working again. And for more specific advice, I recommend that you get in touch with us, and we can help you out. But you don't necessarily have to go on a long fast. That can be kind of destructive. In fact, usually it's very unpleasant. You become very fatigued. It's very inconvenient, and you get sick. And that's because whatever sickness and toxic stuff that's been stored in your body, when you stop eating, you give your body the ability to start purging it out, but it's too much too fast, And so you experience all that sickness coming up to the surface and coming into your mainstream, and so therefore you get sick and very tired. And what I recommend is giving your body the ability to just be extra super strong and to cleanse on an ongoing basis in small ways so that it's fun and easy and pleasant. And so we're all about just adding things in, whether it's new habits or foods or new positive influences in your life. Add little things in, because when you do, it's much easier to become successful than to try to take things out right away. Mm-hmm. When you add things in and become strong or positive and empowered, then you just naturally let go of old bad habits that don't serve you. You naturally let go of foods that drain your energy and make you sick. It's just easy that way.
Mm-hmm. And with you, Todd, like you mentioned that you gave up a lot of these things all at once, so the coffee, the sugar, the cooked foods, the meats. I was just wondering if you had a big detoxing effect when you actually got rid of them all from your diet at once.
I did, and I went about everything very wrong. I didn't know anything about what I was doing at the time. This was 4 or 5 years ago, and I could only credit it to the fact that I was very sick and tired of being the way I was, and I was also very inspired at the same time, because I was listening to people like Wayne Dyer and Deepak Chopra, and I was going to lots of AA meetings, and I was helping a lot of people, so I was really inspired, and I was like, yes, I can do it, and that's not where everybody is all the time. And I did everything wrong. That's what was really hard, to just cut all those things out that are extremely addictive. And I went through a cleansing period, and you know, I was dizzy and weak and weird. But it wasn't nearly as bad, because I knew that I could control a lot of what I experienced through my mind. Mm. And I was constantly flooding my mind with positive influences from CDs and books and stuff. That's not to say that people can't get off of all that stuff very quickly. Just do it the right way. Add in chocolate bliss, green smoothies, enzymes, and lots of water. Just do those simple things. In fact, we've created something called the Fresh Starter Kit, the Superfoods Kit. You can find it on our website. That's specifically for making real dramatic shifts in your health, in your energy, and in weight loss. And it's $197. It's packed with great nutrition. It's going to immediately ramp up your energy and put you in a position where you can actually start really changing your life. And, Damon, we actually have a special offer where we're giving $20 worth of free shipping for anybody that orders that in the next couple of days. So they can go to our same place, freshstartweekend.com or highvibehealth.com, and check that out. We really like to help people get started on their health and healing path.
Great. Now, this question actually comes from Helen in the UK, and Helen asks, when you're in the middle of difficult times, you sometimes know what you need to get out of, but it can be difficult to find the emotional energy. Have you got any tips that will help improve motivation?
Definitely. In fact, that's really where our coaching program and our workshops began a few years ago with my wife Stephanie and I. We really specialize in emotional healing and emotional mastery. And it's absolutely necessary to do the inner work in order to have a lot of outer change. A lot of people do one or the other. There's all about action, but it's imbalanced because they're not healing themselves, they're not empowering themselves from within, so the actions end up kind of going by the wayside, and vice versa. They do a lot of emotional healing and using the law of attraction and stuff, but then they never get up and get into action. So you've got to do both. And it really starts with the inside job first, though. And there's simple things that you can do. It's just simple questions. In fact, on the blog, and I specifically designed it this way, you can go there. There's a couple of exercises where we talk about here's how to work yourself through when you're down in the dumps, when you're feeling bad or angry or sad, or you just got some negativity going on. It's really important to have a tool, a self-coaching kind of tool to rely upon to get out of that very quickly. So go check that out at the blog. But to give people the basic idea, is the most simple way to do it is to ask yourself, what are you avoiding? Mm-hmm. Because whatever we're avoiding is draining our energy. Mm-hmm. And even though it can be scary sometimes to, maybe we need to make an amends to somebody because we hurt their feelings or we did something wrong or bad and we feel guilty. But that guilt is really the only thing that really keeps us from being empowered. Fear is a lot easier to overcome than guilt. Anger is easier to overcome than guilt. But when we're not, so when we're not taking responsibility for things that we've done or not done, and we're avoiding, avoiding taking responsibility, then it drains our energy emotionally, and it shows up physically too. So ask yourself, what are you avoiding doing? It may not be that you've been bad or that, you know, you have something to go fix. It might be just like, well, I've been avoiding doing what my heart's telling me to do. You know, I know my true calling is to, you know, go write a book, and so I'm going to start taking action towards that. And I recommend the same principles. Again, take small steps, add little things in, and build upon your small victories, and make your set conditions for yourself to make it inevitable to reach your goals. But when you're down in the dumps, that advice can be kind of hard to incorporate. So the best thing to do is write down all of your thoughts, all of your negative thoughts. Get them all out. I have some different tools in our coaching programs that are designed to help a person empower themselves when they are sitting in traffic and really angry, or when they are, it's 2:00 in the morning, and you can't sleep, and you got all this stuff on your mind. How do you get out of that? Because I've lived that way for most of my life, so I had designed tools to help myself. Now I teach them to help me get out of the dumps, because I'm just as human as anybody else. Mm-hmm. So write down all your negative thoughts and then look at them and say, oh, no wonder, for one thing, just by doing that can really take a lot of power out of it. The next most important thing that people fail to do, though, is to make a new choice about each and every one. Mm-hmm. So if you have 13 different things you wrote down, negative thoughts, maybe there's judgments and fears, maybe it's just depressive kind of things, whatever it is, those are literally like records playing in the background of our mind, in our subconscious. Maybe it's, I can't because nobody will support me. I can't because nobody will support me. I can't because nobody. If that's going on and on and on, you're projecting that out into your reality. You're buying into it at a subconscious level, and you're going to prove that it's true. Our mind is a magnifying glass, and it just creates more of whatever it is that we're focusing on. I know most of your listeners are probably privy to a lot of this, these more, you know, quantum physics and law of attraction kind of concepts, but a few people take action on what's necessary. The reason why law of attraction doesn't really work for most people is because they don't clean up their thoughts and they don't clean up their lives. So taking action on what you've been avoiding and dumping out your negative thoughts and then literally rewriting a new choice next to it and say, here's my new choice. You know, maybe I was angry at my husband, and he's a big fat jerk, and maybe it's more explicit than that. But be honest and really get it out. Whatever's in there, be honest with yourself.
Mm.
And then make a new choice. Like, my new choice is that I'm empowered, and I get along really great with my husband. You know, it can be that simple. By shifting your focus and shifting your energy and making a new choice, you're sending a different message to your body, to your subconscious, and to the universe, and it'll all respond accordingly. And a third step, if you choose to go a little bit further, is to ask yourself, all right, now that I've made this new choice, what do I require doing? What do I need to do to take action? And that's really going to change things for you. So you can do all this in like 5 minutes. It's amazing. It works like a charm. I do it with all my clients. They think I'm a miracle worker, and I'm like, no, it's simple. Just change your focus. But most people aren't able to go from point A to point Z in one big leap. So I've designed tools to make it so you can take little baby steps and walk your way out of feeling like crap. Mm. Same with your health issues. I'm not going to try to tell everybody to go be a raw foodist. I'm going to tell them, don't change anything. Just add in some enzymes, some more water, and some chocolate bliss. And do that for the next few weeks and watch what happens. You'll be amazed. It's easy. And you'll be inspired. You'll be empowered. You'll increase your energy. And you'll let go of all the stuff that was draining your energy, and you'll be able to make incremental adjustments as you go along, and it'll build on itself.
That's
beautiful.
Awesome answer. Okay, this one comes from Jamie in Costa Rica. My kids are not proactive due to the influence of their mother. How can I transmit energy to them?
Good question. I'm sure that's a big concern for a lot of people nowadays. I look around and I see a lot of kids that are, you know, addicted to television and their Nintendo or their Xbox, and they're obese. There's so many little kids that are obese and probably have diabetes, and it's really sad. And it's really everybody's responsibility to change what's going on in our society, and it starts with changing ourselves. So the message is going to be really clear. Start with yourself. You can't change anybody. You can only inspire them into change and you can attract them. I learned this in Alcoholics Anonymous, is that it's much easier to attract than promote. So change always comes from within. And whenever we try to change other people, even if we have good intentions, they're going to put up their defenses usually. So the best thing to do is figure out how can you make whatever you want for them, how can you make that more apparent for yourself and be excited about it and make them, you know, feel attracted to it and want to do it or want to have it. And plant little seeds, but also make it really okay in relationships with our loved ones. It's really important that we let them know very clearly that it's totally okay for them to be exactly the way they are, even if they're totally screwed up. You know, because if they don't trust us, and if they don't feel like if they feel like we're judging them, or that we're trying to fix them, it just repels people. And I learned a long time ago that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And it's a really important distinction. So just loving people first and fixing your own life. Because whatever you're viewing, whatever you're seeing and experiencing in people is really just a perception and a projection of yourself. And I really had to learn this for myself. My clients are all so much just like me. And all of Stephanie's clients are all so much like her. So they gravitate to her rather than me. So I know from experience, I mean, I can literally, Damien, I can get on the phone at the beginning of the week, and I know what's going to be up for all of my clients this week just by looking at my own life. Because we're all one. There's only one of us here. You know, the universe is very interconnected. And vibrationally or just consciousness-wise, I'm going to only attract what can be at the same level that where I'm at, basically. Or whatever's in my focus. So, you know, this week for me, it's all about authenticity and integrity, and there's several people in my life that are all talking about the same thing. It just works that way. So
I was going to say that's exactly the same with my clients as well. Like, oh,
there you
it's
go.
It's amazing. Look, and there are things that I'm aware of, and I think the wonderful thing about clients as well is they often bring things to my attention that I was totally unconscious about as well. So it's that mirroring process is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. That's a really important thing to remind ourselves, is like whatever you're seeing in other people, you can learn from, and it might be actually reflecting just your own stuff. It's not necessarily always like if you observe some bad behavior in somebody, it's not that you're doing that behavior, but you might feel guilty about having done that behavior, or you might be resenting it and not practicing compassion and acceptance or whatever. You can always learn from everybody. And the best way to get people to change for the better is to attract them and do it first yourself. That's why I have to live what I talk about. I have to be an example, not like self-righteous, but like if I expect my clients to do these writing exercises or to go through some kind of emotional transformation or to get up and exercise when they don't feel like it, I've got to do it first. You know, so same with kids. Do it first, and they'll come around eventually. And also respect that everyone's on their own path, and they've got to live it their way and at their own pace. You know, it took 5 rehabs and going to jail 20 times and waking up in the bushes with poop in my pants multiple times and the loss of a lot of relationships for me to finally get it, even though people all along for years were trying to help me. And eventually I woke up. So it wasn't all for, you know, in vain. Eventually it all worked, but it was my own divine timing when I was ready.
That's amazing, Todd. We're actually coming up to the end of the hour, but I just wanted to really just acknowledge you for the tremendous journey that you've been on. Like, to actually go through that process and to overcome all your addictive behaviors and life struggles is one thing that's totally remarkable, but to then actually step forward and actually start sharing the distinctions and the learnings that you've gathered along the way, it's just such a tremendous value to people all around the world. And I just wanted to take this time to actually acknowledge you for the remarkable journey that you have been on. And I have no doubt that people on the call have really resonated with you at a very, very deep level. When listening to your talk, it's almost impossible not to connect very deeply with your journey and the incredible wisdom that's come out of that journey. And I was just wondering, for the benefit of everyone on the call, if you could actually share how people can actually stay in touch with you and any programs that you've got coming up that they may be of interest to them as well.
Sure. So if you came to the call via Damien's invitation, then he probably had a link in your email or somewhere where you can click on it. It'll take you to my blog that I've mentioned. It's called freshstartweekend.com. And that way you can get our newsletters and invitations to check out free videos that are really cool and educational and practical. And also it'll tell you about a program that we're offering right now that we just recorded a couple of weeks ago that was really phenomenal. We asked ourselves, how can we help as many people as possible with weight loss, energy, and reversing dire health challenges? And we thought, well, we can only reach so many people, but if we band together with a bunch of other superstars, we'll be able to reach more people and add a lot of value. And then we thought, well, how can we deliver that in the most attractive way that will give the most effect? And what we came up with was we realized that a lot of people, if we try to inject little pieces now and again, a lot of times there's not enough momentum that gets built up for long-term change. So what kept resonating for us was this idea of having a fresh start, a reboot, or a new beginning. So we came up with this idea of Fresh Start Weekend, where you're going to use an entire weekend-long event to get a new fresh start on your health and your weight loss and your energy and really your life. So a lot of what we really promote is not only health but also emotional stability and personal empowerment. So we invited a whole bunch of different experts and authors and trainers that specialize in health and weight loss and natural living, friends of ours and mentors and people that we know and trust. And we put them all together and we interviewed them over a weekend-long period, and we also taught some of our own stuff. So we created this really cool event where it started on a Friday night and then ended on a Monday night. And there was 13 calls total. So it was a teleseminar, and we recorded them all, and it's very interactive, and there's a lot of really amazing information, stuff that people never get from anywhere else. It's all the best stuff, the top advice you can get from all of these different experts and gurus, and all the stuff that you really need to know and not all the fluff and the filler, and it's fun. And so you can listen to it at your own pace, or you can take it as like we recorded it over a whole weekend. And Damien, we always try to over-deliver and give as much value as possible. We've learned that from our mentors. It's really just give as much as possible, help people, because in the long run, we'll win that way too. So we started adding in bonuses to this Fresh Start Weekend, and we came up with a lot of great stuff. And just the bonuses alone are worth three times as much as the fee for the actual event. And all said and done, the weekend, the Fresh Start Weekend with the bonuses is worth over $700, and people can get it right now for only $97.
Wow.
And it's downloadable. You can go to the freshstartweekend.com, go there, and you'll be directed to where to sign up for the program. As soon as you sign up and order it, you'll get instructions on how to download all the calls and all the bonuses. There's recipe books. There's a really great training from a hypnotherapist on how to reprogram your mind. There's stuff from our friend Bruce Music on how to really master your mind in different ways for long-term results. We've got a special report that we wrote on how to overcome cravings and prevent cravings. And it's just packed with really cool stuff that'll help people in various ways for weight loss and energy and health. And it's only $97. And everybody says we were crazy for making it that cheap, but we really wanted to just really put a stake in the ground and become a beacon of hope and light and education to give people as much opportunity, especially in hard economic times, to gain access to this type of life-changing information.
Mm. And it's quite amazing the things that I've noticed in other people as well. Like as soon as they get their health sorted as the first and primary thing to take action on, just strangely, all their other areas of their life start sort of locking into place as well and transforming just by having their natural health and radiance back.
That's right.
As well. Yeah, it's amazing.
Damon, we also, before our call, before my call here with you today, I knew that we had to have the opportunity to do something special. And so I asked myself, well, what could I offer to people just for Damien's listeners to make it really exciting and a great opportunity? So right now we have also upcoming, we have a six-week group telecoaching program that's called Metabolism Makeover. And it's really about energy and weight loss. And if you're interested in that and you're interested in getting ongoing live interactive help with us and with a small group of other people on the phone, it's definitely for you. And that's only a $197. It's ridiculously low priced. And that's $197. We're only taking 10 people total for that group because we want to keep it small so they can be very interactive. And people can get that for $197. And I've got an extra special offer that if people would like to work one-on-one, because we can only work with so many people one-on-one in our private practice, it's obviously going to be a lot more valuable and expensive. Right now, I'm making a special offer that's basically a half-price kind of valuable opportunity for people. Normally, our coaching program is $700 a month, and you work one-on-one with us once a week, and really change your life, and it's a minimum of 3 months commitment, and very fantastic, and that's our favorite thing to do. But right now, if you sign up for the coaching program that's normally $700, you can get it for $497, so you're saving $200, and we're going to throw in the $200 Metabolism Makeover group coaching program, so you can listen in on that and then get extra personal time one-on-one with us. And you can get the Fresh Start Weekend, which is $97. That's worth over $700, though. So you can get all of everything that I've talked about, the Metabolism Makeover, the Fresh Start Weekend, and one-on-one coaching every week with one either Stephanie or I for $497 a month. But we can only take five people for that because we you know just don't have so much room in our schedule. So if people would like to get involved with that, just send me an email. It's for serious people only. You know, obviously, it's a bigger commitment. Send me an email at todd@highvibehealth.com, and I'll spell that. It's T-O-D-D at high, H-I-G-H, vibe, V-I-B-E, health.com. todd@highvibehealth.com, and just put in there in the subject line coaching, and I'll get in touch with you. Just give me your name and phone number and time zone, and I'll get a hold of you, and we'll talk about how to get involved with that program. So I can only extend that offer for a couple days. So maybe if you sign up by like Friday night or something, we'll just call it Friday at midnight Pacific time, you can get involved with that special opportunity. Otherwise, go to freshstartweekend.com and order the Fresh Start Weekend. 13 different experts. I'm sorry, 11 different experts, 13 calls, and totally transformative life experience. Lots of great information and lots of great advice and action steps and a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, it's some great offers there, and really for anyone looking to transform their health to one of vitality, it sounds like an amazing opportunity. Great. Now, we're literally moments away from finishing the call, Todd, and I was just wondering if you could actually just leave callers. Like, I know many people are sort of probably be at home considering whether or not they should embark upon this journey of vibrant health and energy, and they're just looking for that one glimmer of inspiration to get them over the line and into like this new way of being. And I was just wondering if you could actually share very quickly, just in terms of actually beginning where you were 9 years ago to where you are today, has it actually been worth the actual energy and effort that you've devoted to actually transforming your life, and also any other final last thoughts that you wanted to leave with people as well?
Sure. It's funny because I'm thinking it's almost a ridiculous question. Not just, no offense, but it's like, of course it's worth it. I was a gutter drunk loser, and now I have a great life. I live in Newport Beach, California, and I get to help people in profound ways, and I get paid well, and I feel great all the time. I look great, and I'm becoming healthier and stronger, and I'm having bigger and better opportunities all the time. In fact, yesterday we made it official with a group of people that are professionals that approached us and said, we love what you guys are doing. We'd really like to take you worldwide and make you famous for the message that you have and really help millions of people. And so we're going to be published in several different ways through books and video and the internet and doing live teleseminars. And we've got they just signed a three-year lease on this really great space here in Newport Beach to start doing live events here. And we'll start videoing them, too, to get them broadcast out to the world to really get all the best tools we can provide to people. And that's an incredible thing.
Wow.
I get to work with world-renowned experts. Over the last couple of months, I've worked with over 20 experts in different fields between peak performance, emotional healing, leadership, conscious relationships, health and weight loss, fitness, and these are people that I would have, a few years ago, would have said that, you know, that person would never even talk to me. Now they're asking for my advice, and I'm helping them, and I'm getting their advice. And I came from being a high school dropout gutter drunk. And if I can do that, because I'm nobody special, and I had a lot of problems, if I can do that, then anybody can surmount their challenges and their problems. It's got to be one step at a time. Simple, keep it simple. Start with where you're at and look around and say, all right, what are my resources? What do I need to get rid of? What am I avoiding? And what can I add in to make my life a little bit better today? And start taking methodical steps. I've got a whole system of tools for people to transform their life, whether it's health or relationship problem, financial despair, to learning about what you're really here to do, what your life purpose is, how to get aligned with it. All of the stuff that I've learned over the years, I've synergized the best of the best of all my mentors and all my teachers and put them into different systems of really practical and useful tools. And that's what I love to help people with. So you can do anything. It's amazing. I was told that all my life, but I didn't realize that I actually could, and I didn't know how. So it's been my life mission in the last 9 years to figure out how to do a lot of stuff that I was advised to do and to put it into a system that other people can then go follow and do themselves. Mm-hmm. And, again, I'll reiterate those things. Write down right now. Take 5 minutes. What are the resources you have available to you to improve your life? Is it purchase the Fresh Start Weekend? Is it get a coach or a mentor? Is it start a local support group of just you and your friends and talking about, hey, let's figure out how to improve our lives and work together? Is it, you know, get rid of the cookies and add in the green smoothies? Is it drink a couple of glasses more of water every day? Start, you know, consider all those things, because we talk about mind, body, spirit as almost as if they're separate things, but really we are all of them all at the same time, and they all are interconnected, and you've got to consider all of them all the time. So, and the most important thing is to love yourself into any change. Because we all have stuff to clean up. We all have doubts and fears and mistakes and challenges and guilt feelings and things like that. Just start loving yourself, number one. Otherwise, it's going to be really challenging. And then ask for help. You'd be amazed at how many people around you right now will be willing to help you. And you'll be amazed at the resources that will come out of the woodwork when you just commit to making your life better. And the best way to get help is to go find somebody to help. You always get what you need when you reach out and give what you want. Give whatever you want. Giver's gain. That's my best advice.
Awesome. But I just love that thought. Love yourself into any change. And that's a fantastic thought to actually close the call on. And Todd, wow, I feel like I've grown so much as a human being in the last hour, and I just really wanted to thank you personally and also take the opportunity to thank you on behalf of all the listeners as well.
You're very welcome. I appreciate it.
And yeah, I also just wanted to extend the love to all of you at home. It's inspiring to actually have you participate in this journey on a weekly basis, and to have all your questions come in before calls, and also to receive all your very incredible feedback after calls as well. Now, this call will actually be made available
for free on the peopleyoushouldmeet.com recordings page first thing tomorrow. So please do check back and listen to this recording. Don't just listen to it once. I'd recommend listening to it over and over again. And if you think that this last hour will actually change someone's life that you know for the better, then I certainly encourage you to take that step forward and actually share this material as well. You just don't know what impact you can have on someone else's life by taking that one small action. Great. So, yeah, thanks so much, Todd. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to chatting to you soon.
Yeah, thank you very much. I love what you're doing, and keep up the great work. You're really providing a great service to people, and I'd like to say to the audience members, thanks for investing in yourself, and pat yourself on the back for even just showing up to this kind of call, because that's a huge step forward, just letting it into your consciousness that you're willing and open to find new information and change. So thank you. Thank you all, because this is a it's a team effort for all of us.
Cool. Awesome. And have a good night, everyone, or good morning, wherever you are.